Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he goes to his reads quick. He'll tuck in a run if he has to. They got a zone read offense. You know, we're working on all those angles. And, yeah, they got a good offense. Even though they lost last game, they got a solid offense. They've been in most of the games they played this year. So they're a smooth team, good offense, and we're ready for a challenge.
Robert McIntyre just went into the trap, which is good news for USA because it is now tied in that last match. USA has lost the first three matches of foursomes here, but there's one match still going on, and McIntyre and Hovland against Shoffley and Cantlay, and it's tied up, and they just went in the trap, the Europeans, McIntyre. So we'll keep you updated on that here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show and a Buffalo Football Friday and a great sports weekend Friday for sure. Let's go to Aaron in Nashville. What's going on, Aaron?
Good morning, Sal. Happy Bills Friday. First of all, Ryder Cup needs to get it together. Second of all, I think we really want to see the Chiefs lose this game. The reality is the Baltimore Ravens have a more talented roster, and the Chiefs have been a thorn in the Bills' side for many years now. I think we're going to see the Chiefs possibly not make the playoffs with the resurgence of the Colts. There's a spot up for grabs. I'd rather take our chances with a new team to the playoff situation and hope that we either don't face the Ravens or continue to show that we can beat them on a consistent basis. But a playoff scenario without the Chiefs is a win for the Bills. Have a great weekend.
You got it. Thanks, Aaron. There's a lot of debate about that, no doubt. The math is the math, and however you want to slice it, and I said earlier, if you just count it, don't count half games. You could do that. It's 2.5 games. But let's just say, so right now, Ravens are 3 games behind the Bills. Chiefs are 2 games behind the Bills. A win by the Ravens would mean both teams are 3 games, assuming the Bills win. A win by the Chiefs would mean Ravens 4 games back, Chiefs 2 games back. And if maybe that's what you want. But there's also the personal aspect of it for a lot of you, emotionally. I can't tell you how many people are like, no, screw the Chiefs. Want them to lose all the time. Doesn't matter. I get it. Totally get it. It's the way I kind of am with the Red Sox. But I had to root for them against the Blue Jays. It didn't work out. Not last night. Yankees win. Blue Jays win. They go to the final weekend tied, but the Yankees have to have a better record because head-to-head is the first tiebreaker and the Blue Jays have that. So we have a fun baseball weekend as well this weekend, right? Oh, man. What is the... Ooh, yeah, you know what? I'm going to look at the Major League schedule on Sunday. I'm guessing these games are all in the afternoon, right? Ooh, Orioles-Yankees at 3:05. What if it comes down to one last game, one last day? Orioles-Yankees at 3:05. Blue Jays, Orioles... Rays at 3:07. They're playing at the same time. Both 3 p.m. games. Bills will be done at 4. Okay. Got to figure out my Yankees viewing here. If it comes down to it, might not. I'll post-game duty, so I'll probably be able to watch the last couple innings, maybe. Might even not even matter either way. We'll see. So Steve brought up the Ravens-Chiefs game. That is one we'll talk about here as we move on to our NFL schedule this weekend. Talk to you about a lot of games, and when Sean McDermott called in, we were talking about the Eagles and the Buccaneers. And the Eagles looking to go 4-0, Buccaneers looking to go 4-0, two undefeated teams. Baker Mayfield having a resurgence again. I really like, just love his game. Love seeing that he's being success, having success. They have won three games by a total of 6 points. Bucks. Now they get the Eagles, who've won three games by a total of 14 points. I mean, like, all close games here, but that's the NFL, right? That game is at 1 o'clock. That's a 1 o'clock game. 4:25, Colts at the Rams. Now, you want to see who the Colts really are? This might be the best. This is probably the best test they've had. They're at the Rams. They've played the Dolphins, the Broncos, and the Titans. Now they go West Coast, take on the Rams, a Rams team that feels like it should have won last week. Blew a lead against the Eagles. They'll be ready for this one. I think the Rams should beat the Colts. But if the Colts go to L.A. and win, I'm going to start taking them a lot more seriously. I'll tell you that. 3-1 Colts at 2-1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
3-0 Colts at 2-1 Rams. The Jags are at the 49ers. Did you hear what Robert Saleh said about the Jags? Did you hear that? Did you see that soundbite? Did you hear that about the signs and the stealing signs? He did not accuse them of stealing signs. He actually did, but said legally. He was not being hateful or spiteful or anything like that. He basically said he's now, again, the DC for San Fran after being there a while ago and then the head coach of the Jets. He said the Jags have a legal sign-stealing system.
Yeah.
And you have to be ready for it.
It's so odd.
Yeah, it was a weird thing, right? But that's so he talked about it. So I haven't read the full articles. People have been writing about it, and I want to see about that. But the Jags are, I don't know, not. I can't take them super seriously yet because it doesn't seem like they're really playing well but still winning, and I don't know, that's not a bad thing, right? But they're 2-1. They did lose to the Bengals, the game that Burrow got hurt, 31-27, but they've beaten the Panthers 26-10. They've beaten the Texans 17-10, but now it gets real for them. They have the Niners, the Chiefs, the Seahawks, and the Rams coming up. That's their next four games. We'll see about them. 49ers, they have, like, metrically the easiest schedule in the NFL this year. They do have the Jags, but then they got the Rams, the Bucks, Falcons, Texans, Giants, so they have an opportunity. But still, with a lot of injuries there, and now Nick Bosa out for the year, of course, with the torn ACL. We talked about Ravens-Chiefs. I said at the top of the show what I think about, you know, who should win. But just in the game itself, this is a Ravens team that's 1-2. Lamar Jackson still doing a very good job of not turning the ball over through the air. And, of course, they have turned the ball over with Derrick Henry in the fumbles. We saw the one in Buffalo. Saw another one last week. The Chiefs, they are really looking to get back on track offensively. They have not been able to. They've scored 21, 17, and 22 points in their three respective games. And now they get the Ravens, who have been allowing a lot of points. If the Chiefs can't move the ball on the Ravens, they may really have some issues here. But they are still a little bit banged up. We'll see if Xavier Worthy plays for them this week. Rashee Rice, of course, 3 more weeks on suspension. Bears at Raiders. Bears are 1-2, looking for a second straight win. Raiders are 1-2. Raiders are going to be this team where every once in a while they're going to get a win, but they're just, I don't think they're good enough.
And they do have some games coming up where they have opportunity with the Bears. They do have the Colts and the Titans. But we'll see about them with Geno Smith at quarterback. It feels like they're just a little bit too erratic for me. And they can't run the ball with Jason Jensen's doing nothing. The Bears, they're scoring some points. They're going to play some wild games this year, the Bears. By the way, the Bears are off next week for the bye week. So this game is their last game before a bye. And they're looking to maintain and win again with Caleb Williams. Had a nice statistics, Caleb Williams, but obviously some throws that you look at and go, what was that? Packers are at the Cowboys. The return of Micah Parsons to Dallas. 2-1 Packers at 1-2 Cowboys. This is your Sunday night football game, everybody. And the Packers looking to get back on track after a bad loss last week at the Cleveland Browns. The Cowboys looking to get back on track after a bad loss, I'd say, against the Chicago Bears last week, 31-14. What happens on Sunday night football? Monday night, two games. We'll talk about those on Monday, but two that directly affect the Bills. All AFC teams. An AFC East matchup between the Jets and Dolphins at 7:15 Monday night, and then at 8:15, Bengals-Broncos. So two Monday night games, but not one at 8, one at 10, or one at 7, one at 10. These are 7:15 and 8:15. We'll talk about that on Monday. I told you I was going to tell you a little bit about and talk about the injuries for the Bills and how all that shapes up going forward. So let's do that after this time. Actually, you know what? Let's take Randy in North Tonawanda first so he doesn't wait. Hi, Randy. What's going on?
Hey, Sal. First and foremost, I just want to say I'm an alumni of Buffalo State football. And back in the day when you used to commentate every game, we went undefeated. So we always knew when you were up in the booth that, you know, we had a good shot to win. So
I love it.
Just throw that out there. But I'm looking at the betting market, and I just looked just yesterday, and it looked like the Bills were -2,000 for the division. Is that in all your years of doing this, is that some type of record up until this point? I've never seen odds that high at week four going into the season. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I would imagine it is, but I don't know the specific answer to that, Randy. Thanks for the kind words. That would be a question for Sam Penjanovich or who's our other the betting guy? Joe Ostrowski comes on with Show Up with the Bulldog, right? That'd be a question for them. We'll get Show Up with the Bulldog to ask. Maybe they have. Have they ever seen a favorite that big this early in an NFL season to win the division? Let me see what we have here. What do I have? Let's see. NFL futures. Let me just look. Futures market. AFC East. What do I have? Bills, this is championship went championship. Let's go to the divisions. Do we have that here? Okay, we still have Super Bowl. Okay. Hold on. I'm getting to it, folks. I promise. See if I can get this to the AFC East. No, I don't have that in front of me. All right, so he said -2,000. I'm trusting that's it. Here we go. AFC East odds. Oh, my God. Yeah, 2,000. Actually, one place has a -3,000. That's crazy. Patriots are next up at +14 to 1,700, depending on where you look. Dolphins +1,000, 10,000, 10,000, Jets 10,000. I'll have to ask Show Up in the Bulldog if they've asked Sam or Joe about that. They'll have to do that, or Trista. All right, we'll take a timeout. Just kind of run through the decisions, what's coming up on the horizon for the Bills after Sunday's game against the Saints. We'll wrap up your Friday Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.